Hey everybody, welcome back to Echo Base. I am traveling right now, so you'll have to forgive the spotty audio quality, and hopefully my Wi-Fi connection holds up, but we'll see how it goes. I'm here tonight with Lou and Chris. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Chris, how are you?
I'm really good.
All right. And I'm Eric, and I tell you, I'm really tired of traveling. I think I might just not go to Celebration. I think, you know, I've done enough traveling over the last month. I'm done. You guys will just have to let me know how it is.
So you really want to just stay home?
Well, no, Chris, the key is here. Any of the money he was going to spend on stuff, Eric, give it to us. We'll spend it on stuff for you.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good. No. Yeah. Good. Yes.
Okay, because A, no. And B, I don't trust what you guys would buy. I'd end up with a whole collection of Jar Jar stuff.
No.
Oh, so we have a mission. I didn't tell you guys. And I should probably talk about this off the air rather than on the air, but that's okay. Tim won't mind. Somebody who will remain nameless is going... Did I already say Tim's name?
No, you
okay,
didn't.
Okay, good. So someone who is going to remain nameless, we need to get a gift for them. You remember when episode one came out, the push pops, right? The lollipops and the little plastic case, and you push the little button from underneath and they pop out. And you remember they had one of Jar Jar's head, and when you push the button underneath, the head would open up and it'd be his tongue.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, we're getting one of those for someone here on the network who's going to be with us in Celebration, who will remain nameless. And then we're going to get pictures.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Anyway, so...
Blackmail.
Oh, yes. Oh, there'll be a lot of that going on. So, we are... Obviously, we're going to Celebration, and we've been promising a series of podcasts covering Celebration and how to prepare, how to decide what you want to spend your time doing, how to... what to pack, what not to pack, what to carry on the floor, what not to carry on the floor, and some general... tips that the people might not think about. So in the first of the series here, we wanted to talk about selecting panels, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. I'm going to whip through some basic stuff real quick myself, and just to kind of to clear through the show notes, and then we're going to dive into the actual schedule for Celebration 2017 in Orlando. But first, I want to know what, if you had to pick one thing that you're looking forward to about Celebration the most, what would it be? Chris, go.
Socializing.
Socializing. All right. Lou.
I would have to say, I don't know. I was going to say socializing, but Chris beat me to it. I'll probably say the Last Jedi panel.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that to me is kind of like the pinnacle of what I'm going to get to see there that you won't be able to see anywhere else.
That's true. I'm going to say, I'm probably going to say socializing. So, and the Last Jedi panel is, that's pretty tempting, but I'm going to say socializing. I think, Lou, you just don't like people. You don't like our listeners.
The same thing again. I don't want to be boring. Like,
no, I see how it is. It's okay. Our listeners understand. I mean, they've listened for a while now. They know what to expect. It's fine.
They know I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They know how you are by now. I'd like to think anyway.
I am getting old, so you know, get off my lawn.
That's true. So speaking of socializing, we are going to have a couple of get-togethers at Celebration. I wanted to talk about that real quick. There are other events going on the night after the Celebration Hall closes, and we're going to talk a little bit about those in a few minutes, but in order to try to not conflict too much with those events, we wanted to just kind of do a couple of informal get-togethers. So Wednesday night, if you're coming into town, if you're listening to this, you're automatically invited, and anybody else in your party is invited. We're going to be... setting up some sort of a get-together. We haven't decided on a location yet. The time will probably be sometime around supper time, so we're going to say about 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern. And there will be recording devices, there will be microphones, There will be hopefully a large table, and we will be passing the microphone around the table, and or it might be like an outdoor, like a patio area or something. Like I said, we're still looking for a venue, but we would like you to come to that, kind of the pre-game show. And then we're going to have a post-game show on Sunday night doing basically the same thing. It might even be the same venue if the first one works out. We will also...
And if they allow us back.
And if they allow us back. That's the key thing. Yeah. No, we're a different group this time, really. I'll have to talk to them the first time, and then, Chris, you can talk to them the second time.
There you go.
Make it look like it's a different group.
And I won't, because I just...
Yeah, because, well, you don't like people and get off my lawn. So... Yeah, Thursday night, I think, is the Drowning in Moonlight, the Carrie Fisher Memorial Gala at the Rosen Center Hotel. That's going to start at 7:30, and it's going to run until 10:30 p.m. And I hate to say that it sounds like fun, because it's not supposed to be fun, because, of course, it's a memorial service. But I think it sounds like it – well, in saying it sounds like it'd be memorable would also be – a little on the nose, but I think
it's not really a memorial service, though. It's a memorial gala. So, you know,
right. So they're kind of sending mixed signals there, aren't they? It's fun, a celebration it's of not, her life.
It's gonna, you know, it's a chance for all of us to get together and right. reminisce about how she brought us together and everything else. I mean, yeah, I totally had know her, but, you know,
I think it's the effect that she's had on us as individuals. Yeah. And so,
I'm sure there'll be some somber parts, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be probably one of the highlights of the whole convention, even though it's not part of the convention per se. Now, the Rosen Center Hotel is within walking distance of the convention center, so keep that in mind. Now, Chris, am I correct that the tickets for this are about $40?
Yes, they are $40.
Okay.
And all proceeds go to the Midnight Mission.
Yes. Yeah, so
it is a charity thing.
That is correct. They're not just trying to make money off of you. This is going to a charity. It's going to have some celebrity guests, if I recall correctly.
Yes, they can't announce the names, but there are going to be multiple Star Wars well-known people there. I don't know about like celebrities, like actors,
but
definitely people like authors and whatnot.
Right. And there'll be prominent community members and things like that as well. So this is something I think you're going to want to go to. I think that it's.
I should also specify, and I don't know how strict they're taking this, but you can come in cosplay and you can. They're also encouraging to wear relatively nice clothes. Like, I don't own a suit, so I can't own a suit, and it's going to be hot.
Right.
So I'm just going to wear a button-up shirt. That's about it.
Yeah.
Pants, too, obviously.
Well, Thank you.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think the website says it's dress-up or dress-up. So it's, you know, they want you to be dressy or cosplay.
Yes.
I have neither. I hope that's not going to be a problem. I mean, I'll wear a button-down shirt, and, you know, I'll be presentable, but I don't have a suit and I'm not bringing cosplay, so.
I was going to bring a tux.
Well, go for it, dude.
No,
represent, man. I don't think they're going to turn anybody away based on the dress code as long as you are dressed relatively appropriately.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all traveling. I think they're going to take that into consideration. And you know, the nature of the event, I don't think they're going to be turning people away. So. Also, on Saturday, another event that we as Random Chatter will be going to is going to be the Star Wars Podcasters Meetup. This is going to be at the Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs. This will be from 8:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. Now, this is not on site at the convention. This is at Disney Springs, which my understanding is part of the Disney World Parks. However, you do not have to pay to get in.
Correct.
So it sounds to me, it's been a while since I've been to Disney World, but it sounds to me it's a lot like the City Walk at Universal Studios.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot like, I think it's the equivalent of Downtown Disney.
Okay, right. So it's publicly open and it's a bunch of restaurants and and bars and things like that. So there is no fee to get in for that. It is designed for Star Wars podcasters, but also for the listeners. So obviously you're listening to the show right now. So you are a Star Wars podcast listener. So you are invited. So you can come interact with us as well as some other podcasters and hosts from other shows. I highly recommend it. The one at Anaheim was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now you'll have to get transportation to Disney Springs. I know I've had good experiences with Uber in the past. I know Uber recently has had some controversy. In fact, the only time I've ever used Uber was in Orlando. And it worked out well. There are taxi cabs. You can carpool with people. I think some of the people that we know of currently from the Random Chatter Network, from the Slack community, are getting rental cars. I'm sure they'd be willing to carpool a little bit. And I don't think it's that far away. I need to check into that. I'll have to ask one of our listeners who are native to the Orlando area, or I guess I could just Google it. But I'm lazy, so I'm going to ask one of our listeners who are native to the Orlando area. There's also the 501st Bash Saturday night at 8 p.m. You have to have tickets, and I think the tickets have been sold out for a while. I don't know what other events are going on Friday night. I assume there's got to be something. But there's nothing that we have scheduled. So if we don't find something else to do, Friday night is also another night where we will probably just casually hang out as the Random Chatter Network. I know we've got 13 people who are part of our Slack community who are going. And then we have a lot of listeners who are not part of our Slack community who are also going. I threw out the number 13 because that's confirmed so far. It's not because they're special or they get special privileges or anything like that. If you're listening to this and you're going to Celebration, let us know. Email us, echobase@randomchatter.com, and let us know. And we want to meet up with you, and we want to include you in whatever we're doing at Celebration that you want to be a part of. So I just wanted to make that clear. One last thing. We are going to be setting up, in fact, we're going to set it up probably tonight, a unique Slack community that we will invite you into. The purpose of this Slack community is going to be for on-site coordination at Celebration. It's separate from our Patreon Slack community. This is in addition to it. If you're a member of that, switching back and forth between the two teams is very easy to do within the app. There's a mobile app for Android phones, for iOS phones. Not sure about Windows phones. But we figure this is the easiest way for people to stay in touch with one another. It's free to use. It's a stable app. You can communicate with the group. You can communicate with individuals. You can create your own group of individuals to communicate with. It works really well. And in fact, I think we're going to invite some other podcasts to also join in. And we'll create sections for their own little shows. And maybe we'll have a larger Star Wars podcast community as part of this. So we'll post information about that to our website and on our Twitter accounts. So follow us on Twitter at Random Chatter or at Echo Base Podcast for more information about that. And like I said, you can email us. All right, so I think that's everything. So our Celebration series. Some people are going for 4 days, some people are going for 1 day. There are lots of different types of convention goers, so different people have different priorities. Our series is going to focus primarily on the people going for all 4 days, so keep that in mind. And as you go into this series and you think about what you want to do at the convention and how you want to prioritize things, you need to have three things kind of nailed down. Number one, how long are you going to be there? That's pretty obvious. Number two, what do you want out of the convention? Like I just asked you two guys what you wanted. Chris, you said socializing. Lou, you said not socializing. You know, some people will want the content. Some people want autographs. Everybody has a different goal in mind. And then finally, is there a holy grail? Is there one particular thing? Like you do not want to leave this convention without getting Mark Hamill's autograph. Or you're not going home until you've gotten to see a panel with Dave Filoni. Like, whatever your particular priority is. That's the ultimate thing, your holy grail. You want to identify that going into this. So you need to kind of pause and determine those three things before you start making decisions here. And some people want to focus on panels. Some people want to just kind of wander, get lost on the floor. Some people just care about seeing all the celebrities. And then you've got some people who want to like micromanage every single minute of their convention. And there's not really a wrong way to do any of this other than just to remember that you need to be flexible. You can make a plan, but the plan's going to change. Okay, so the plan you make is a reference. It is not set in stone. I cannot emphasize that enough. Chris and Lou, I mean, you guys had plans for panels at Anaheim. You probably had to make a lot of changes, you know, on the day of and from minute to minute, yeah. Right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So just keep that in mind and don't get frustrated when things don't work out. One of our listeners in Slack, I think it was Kai, pointed out that you're going to want to have a backup selection for panels too. You know, prioritize your panels, pick them, but then have a backup in case you can't make it into the first panel. When you're scheduling things, keep in mind that there's going to be an amount of time walking between the different stages. And doing that, you might also want to grab some food. You might want to use the restroom. So include time for that. Also include time to wait in line. Now, line management's going to be a little tricky. For you guys, what were the worst lines you had to wait in Anaheim?
I know the Mark Hamill panel.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Lou, what about you?
You know, I didn't wait in that many lines because I could see that many panels, to tell you the truth. But, you know, a lot of them lined up early. They had good line management, so you could just kind of sit down in line with a group of friends. But probably the longest one I sat in was the one that Chris got us a pretty good spot in line for, and that was the Rogue One panel.
Yeah, I think that was my longest line, too.
We were still there for, what, an hour and a half or so, you know?
Yeah, I think it was about an hour.
Yeah, it was about an hour.
But there were still seats. There were still a lot of empty seats in there. Like, we waited in line for an hour, but we didn't need to have waited in line. What you need to remember...
We wanted to get up front a little bit, too.
Yeah, so. No, we wanted decent seats, and that's something that's important, too. But these stages, the bigger ones, seat a lot of people. So don't sweat it too much. Now, the opening ceremonies had long lines. The exhibit that had all of the props... had crazy lines, all of the props for Episode 7, because, of course, Celebration Anaheim, Episode 7 hadn't aired yet. So those lines were
just kind of constant. You'd get in line and get to walk through, unlike a panel where you'd line up for an amount of time and get in to see the panel.
Right. So you don't have to schedule the exhibits. And it was the same thing for, like, the Battlefront demo and things like that. But for panels, I can't really think of anything. The screenings, the 3D screenings.
Yeah, I waited in lines a long time for one of those, and then it was full.
Yeah.
So I think some of the line management wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, I think for those, that was probably... To be fair, though, those were the only things that people really complained about as far as line management for the screenings.
Yeah. I mean, the thing was they gave conflicting information, too. They kept saying, you know, it was like, okay, the line's capped, you're not going to get in, but then, well, stick around because we might have an overflow room. Well, tell me what it is. I mean, I don't mind standing here, but I'm not going to get in. I don't want to waste this time when I could have been doing something else.
You're not going to get in, but don't leave yet.
Right.
Because you might get in, but you're not going to get in, but you might. Yeah, it sounds like they've got a better system set up this time. Now, this kind of reflects what they seem to do with New York Comic Con. Lou, you and I went to New York Comic Con 2 years ago, and you and Chris went this past year. Based on what you're reading from the ReadPop site for Star Wars Celebration, does this seem to mesh pretty well with New York Comic Con, where you go in the morning, you wait in line to get wristbands, and then as long as you've got a wristband for a panel, later on the day, you come back for that panel and they let you in?
Exactly, yeah. No, it sounds just like that one.
Okay.
With one caveat, I guess they're only letting you get two wristbands.
Yeah, two total, not two per stage, two total.
Yeah, two total per day. So unlike New York Comic Con, where there was usually four or five things on the main stage all day long, you could get four or five wristbands if they were still available after you got in line for the first one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I imagine it'll be the same thing. There'll be probably a queue for each, you know, of the things on the two stages they're giving wristbands for. You get into that queue and get your wristband. And then if you want to get a second one, jump back into one of the other lines and try to cycle back through again if they have wristbands left.
Yes. Now, for you people who are not British, a queue is a line. Okay. Lou's talking about getting in line. Also, if you can find a British person, get in line with them because British people know how to queue.
They queue really well.
They queue really well. I'm telling you, it's like British an art people form.
And Australian people, yes.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So now, Chris,
us Americans, yeah, we don't line up.
We don't know what the heck we're doing. We really don't. Chris, I'm going to throw you under the bus here and give you a task if you can.
Okay.
I need you to look up on the website some information because there's one thing I forgot to look up for tonight's show. The only stages for which you need a wristband are going to be the Celebration stage and the Galaxy stage. Those are the two biggest stages. The other stages, which include the behind-the-scenes stage, the fan stage, collector stage, the Star Wars University stage, and the podcast stage, and the Rebels Theater, for those, you do not need wristbands. Okay, it's only Celebration stage and Galaxy stage. Now, the Galaxy stage is going to have the Star Wars 40th Anniversary Celebration, which is the equivalent of the opening ceremonies, and that's going to be live from that stage. That's going to be Thursday morning. Friday morning, they're going to have a panel on The Last Jedi. And Saturday, they're going to have the Rebels Season 4 sneak peek. And then Sunday, they're going to have the closing ceremonies. Now, those are going to be streamed. Each of those four things are going to be streamed to the Celebration stage and to the behind-the-scenes stage. So that basically everybody going to the con can get to see those. Now, Chris, what I want you to look up is whether or not you would need a wristband for that one event for behind-the-scenes stage. I remember there being some kind of an exception about the streaming events.
All right. I will look that up and get back to you.
Okay. One last thing I want to point out about that on Sunday, just to clarify, the Galaxy stage will be in person. The Celebration stage will also be in person. Presumably, they're going to have different celebrities come out at different times on different stages, and then, you know, there'll be like a live stream going back and forth between the two, and then the entirety of that will be streamed to the behind-the-scenes stage. A little hard to explain, but it's basically simulcast from two different locations, Celebration stage and Galaxy stage, and then the behind-the-scenes stage is purely a stream. There's not going to be anybody live on that stage at the time. So, Chris, when you find that, just let me know and hop back in here.
Okay.
When panels are really, I think, the thing that people are stressing out about the most, because unlike anything else, like what we were just talking about, the exhibits, you don't have to go at a particular time. Panels have to be at a particular time in a particular location, and people don't want to miss things. Plus, there are some that overlap with one another. This seems to be the biggest source of anxiety and stress for people about Celebration. So we're going to talk about prioritizing things. We're going to give some advice. We're going to tell you what we will do, and that might differ from what you would do. When you're going to panels, you need to keep in mind there are things you're not doing. You're not shopping. You're not checking out the exhibits. That includes the art gallery, the tattoo gallery, but also things like prop exhibits, new video game demos, things like that. You're not getting autographs. You're not doing photo ops. There are locations and props around Celebration that you can get pictures at. There's a lot of things you're not doing. You can multitask a little bit, though. You can eat in line. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to take time out to eat. You can take breaks. It's a good time to sit down, whether you're in line for a panel or in the panel itself. You're going to physically need to take breaks at Celebration. All right? Exploring a little bit, you know, the first day at least, as you're going from panel to panel, it gives you a chance to kind of see where things are. But just keep in mind, if you're going to a panel, you're not doing something else. And it's okay to change your mind and go do something else instead, as long as you know what it is you could be doing at this moment in time. That's the key to all of this planning. Just know what your options are at any given moment. Now, Chris, do you have that information from...
From the page? Okay. You wanted to know if the other stages were wristbanded for those panels, right?
Yeah, I seem to remember there being some sort of an exception about those particular panels that were being streamed.
Yes. So it says, and I quote, "The behind-the-scenes stage will be wristbanded for four panels only. The 40th anniversary panel Thursday, the Last Jedi panel on Friday, Rebels on Saturday, and the closing ceremonies on Sunday. Okay. The shows will be streamed to the behind-the-scenes stage. All other shows on the behind-the-scenes stage will not be wristbanded and will be seated first come, first served."
All right. Well, there you go. So that's important information to have.
Basically, you're going to get on, for all of those panels, you're going to be getting in, which I think is nice, especially for the Rebels one. Because I remember in Anaheim, they had, I think it was on the digital stage, but that was it. It wasn't streamed or anything like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is definitely a good way to make sure that the largest selection of people possible get to see these. So we're going to talk a little bit about prioritizing those. And there's some other notes I have here, but let's just jump right into it. Those four panels are probably going to be the biggest things at the convention. Just keep in mind, that's one of your wristbands for each of those days. Yep. So if there's anything else on the Celebration or Galaxy stage that day, you get one other choice. All right? Now, let's talk about those four, because again, they're the big ones. At Anaheim, I did not go to the opening ceremonies, nor the closing ceremonies. When I was at Celebration 3 in 2005, I did go to the opening, but not the closing. I don't regret that. Like, it was interesting to go to the opening ceremonies, but in Anaheim, we were setting up our podcast, not the podcast stage, but we had our own booth and our own little stage set up for the Forcecast, and we were in the process of actually getting that fully up and running at the time. And they streamed it anyway. They streamed it online. And I assume they're going to do the same thing this time around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if on any one of these days, especially for Thursday and for Sunday, if there's something else that you want to be doing on the Celebration or Galaxy stage, and you've got two different things you want to go to aside from this, and you want to put your wristbands toward those things, just stream the opening and closing ceremonies on your phone. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to have to watch your cellular data, obviously. Data might be an issue at the convention, too, because you're going to have a lot of people there trying to use their devices all at once. But I think that would be a smarter way to go. Now, the other two, The Last Jedi. I don't know about you guys. I predict this is going to be the biggest panel of the convention. This one's Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning. What do you guys think? Do you concur that this is... It's at least going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's the next movie we have coming out. So, hey, yeah. You know, why not? Let's get some preview for it. I mean, I imagine I'm going to debut a teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something exciting to see.
I'd say it's almost certain. Yeah. Now, they could do that on Thursday. Last time around, they gave the Episode 7 trailer during the opening ceremonies.
True.
But even if they did that on Thursday, they probably also showed again on Friday. So I could see that happening. I
think we also need to mention that probably for those two, I mean, they're doing the sleepovers for Thursday and Friday mornings.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about the sleepovers real quick? How do those work?
Well, I mean, it looks like they're lining up 8 p.m. The night before, so Wednesday night for the Thursday showing and Thursday night for the Friday showing. Separate wristbands, and yeah, I guess there's more restrictions. I haven't read through all the details of it because I'm not sure I'm going to sleep out, but they did say no camping cots, no chairs larger than it will collapse and fit into a backpack. So,
right.
You know, nothing you're going to be really comfortable in.
So you're going to be locked in a room and uncomfortable overnight. If you leave, you cannot get back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does say that there's going to be concessions open all night, and you know, so you'll be able to get some food and stuff. But and you know, from what I've been told, it's a lot of fun. I never did the one last time. I valued my sleep. And, yeah. But you know, I mean, you're in line with a lot of the fans and the same kind of stuff that you want to know about. So hey, it's be a can be a fun night, I imagine. But mm-hmm. I imagine that for the live stage where the panel will be, if you're not in line overnight, you're probably not going to get into the live stage.
Right. Yeah.
And I should probably also clarify that the Lou, you were right about the 8 p.m. thing. That is for Wednesday and Thursday nights, so for the Thursday and Friday panel. Mm-hmm. But for Saturday and Sunday, if you want to do overnight, they're opening up not until 5 a.m. Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Right, yeah, there is no sleepover for those two.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. So it'll just be for Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night into Friday.
Correct.
So, thoughts on that? I'm with you, Lou. You've got 4 days to go, and I would value sleep. And here's the thing. If you can't bring a cot or a larger folding chair or something like that to be comfortable, I'm telling you, you're going to be exhausted pretty quickly. And I firmly believe that the opening ceremonies, easily you could just stream that. And the Last Jedi panel, I don't know. I guess it depends on how important it is to you to be there in the room with whoever's on stage. And presumably it's going to include Daisy Ridley and John Boyega at a minimum.
Right. And that probably is the one that I'm thinking about maybe doing if I do an overnight for one of them, it'll be for that one. But
I agree.
I don't know.
But I don't think I'm going to do it. If I do it, it'll be for that one. But I don't think I'm going to.
Well, here's the important thing about it. I mean, I also didn't do it because I mean, I didn't get into Anaheim until like 1 a.m. that night, so the night before the con. So there was no way I could do it. But had it would have been fun, but it's better. You can't really do it alone. If you have a group of people, like if us three,
right,
just us decided to that we wanted to do one of the overnight panels, it would be really fun. But I don't know, like if you want to have like a group experience out of it, because you know, a lot of these people go to these conventions with friends or with family or something like that. And for a lot of these people, it's a one-time thing. So
yeah.
And it's something you can look back on and say, hey, me and my friends waited in line to see a Star Wars panel, you know, X amount of years ago, and it's a good memory. So it just depends on how much you value that too.
So, but
it's not just about being in the room.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So looking at the pros and cons of this, that's a really important thing. A lot of what you're going to take away from the convention, if you've never been to one of these before, it's going to be the memories. It's going to be the experiences, the moments you share with other people, the new friends you meet. That's a big deal. I mean, we have podcasters on the network that we met as a result of them coming up to us at Anaheim, and we met, and like now we're friends, and we podcast together and things like that. I mean, Chris, I got to know you, and Lou got to know you mainly just from interacting with you at Celebration. You were already on the Force.net, but that was really where we got to work with you. And, you know, so those are important. So let's look at the pros and cons of staying overnight. Number one, you get into pretty much whatever line you want for the wristbands. If that's important to you, then that's a massive benefit. That's really what you're doing this for. And then number two, you get to spend a long time in basically kind of, you know, this big group party with other people. The downsides, number one, you're going to be missing, on at least on Thursday night, you're going to be missing the Drowning in Moonlight gala. And I'm telling you, I think this is going to be a good thing to go to. I think it's going to be easily worth the $40 that you're giving to charity. I think it's going to be a memorable event. And it's also a place where you can socialize with other people. If you don't go, you'll get sleep. And I'm telling you, that's important. You'll get to go back to your hotel room to recoup, to get your stuff in order. If you bought stuff, you can put it away. You can, you know, you're heading back to your staging area, basically, which is important. But the gala, I would not want to miss the gala. And you're going to have other opportunities to socialize, too. And basically, when you're in this room from 8 p.m. overnight until whatever time in the morning, you kind of have to entertain yourself, and you're not doing celebration stuff. Like, there aren't panels. There aren't exhibits. It's not like you just have free reign of the exhibit hall.
No. It's just a room where you're standing in line, right?
Right.
You'll be with the fans, and you'll be able to socialize, which, you know, we know that's not my... No, I like socializing.
I know, we can. But there's other ways to socialize, though. And I think that more productive... Wait, listen, I would recommend people not do this, believe it or not. And I hope that nobody takes my advice and regrets it later. I would feel bad. But, like, I really don't think that this is a good way to go unless you've absolutely got to get into the in-person version of those panels. And I don't think it's that important. I really don't.
No. Is this Eric doing reverse psychology to get people not to do it in line so he can get
there? Yes, I'll be the only one, because trust me, that would work. I would totally be the only one.
You know, I was reading through this stuff here. One of the things they do say about the overnights is, let's see, where was the note here? For each show in the Celebration of the Galaxy stages, and also a separate queue for those wanting to access the Celebration exhibit hall. So evidently there's an overnight line for getting into the exhibit hall early. If it's important to you to get in there and be first in line for some of the exclusives, it sounds like that is one way to do that.
Okay. Well, there you go. So I think everybody's going to have to look at this, read the information on the website carefully, and make their own determinations about what they want to do there. And it might be a tough decision for some. Others, like for me, it's a no-brainer that I'm not going to go and do that. I would like to be in the in-person versions of those panels. I don't care enough about it, considering what I would have to sacrifice to do it. And that's how you have to make your decisions for Celebration. It's going to be tough, but you have to look at everything you could be doing and then prioritizing what's available to you at any given time. So let's look at the different days of panels. Now, we've got a lot of to be determined, a lot of blocks that have been reserved but have not been announced yet. We actually have 9 panels coming up that we're still waiting on information. I'm going to say that one of them is going to be on Han Solo. I'm going to say one or two of them are going to be on video games. And it makes sense that they would announce that until the last minute, because with video games, you know, is the demo ready? Is the demo working properly? Do they know exactly what they want to present and what they don't? There's a lot of things that could go wrong right up until the last minute, and yet those would be really, really big panels. So I think that it's one of those things where they don't want to make an announcement and then have to undo it later if they don't have to. There are some notable absences. James Arnold Taylor does not have a panel. I don't recall seeing Mark Hamill with the panel. And normally they do at Celebration, so it could just be they're working out some last-minute details, whether or not they're going to be able to attend, things like that. Excuse me, I'm going to be clearing my throat here. Again, I'm in a hotel room. I don't have my normal setup. I don't have a way to mute my mic, so bear with me. But guys, so let's look at Thursday. Now, again, we've got Celebration stage and Galaxy stage. We have a behind-the-scenes stage, a fan stage that deals a lot with cosplay and things like that, fan communities, a collector's stage, the Star Wars University, which is almost kind of another type of behind-the-scenes sort of thing. The podcast stage and the Rebels Theater. The Rebels Theater, they're going to be apparently airing select Star Wars Rebels story arcs chosen by Dave Filoni throughout pretty much the entire convention. And then later in the day, they're going to have like a trivia game show or something like that around 6 p.m. each day, except Sunday. Podcast stage is exactly what you would think. It's a podcast stage. Now, we are not going to be on the podcast stage this year. However, I'm going to say what we said in the episode that we recorded and then had to throw out, because immediately after we recorded it, all of this panel information came out. Back when we thought we might be on the podcast stage, we were telling people, don't prioritize the podcast stage. It is a great place to drop into, to rest, maybe to discover some new podcasts you haven't listened to before. I know there's a lot of shows here I've never heard of before, and I'd be interested in checking them out and seeing what they're like. But it's not going to be, it's not going to have content. It's not going to be the same as going and seeing Dave Filoni or Billy Dee Williams or something like that. So again, it's a matter of priorities and what type of content there is. So there's educational content, there's celebrity content, and there's newsworthy content. For example, I'm sure the Last Jedi panel would be a newsworthy one. Smooth Talking with Billy Dee Williams, more of a celebrity thing. Road Squadron, building a car fighter, more of an educational how-to sort of thing. What are you guys planning for Thursday, looking at these different panels that they have here?
Lou, you can go first.
Let's see. Thursday, well, I'm going to be sitting in a chair for some of Thursday afternoon getting my Star Wars tattoo. So I'm not planning a lot of stuff early on. My appointment's at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. I'm going to put that in on our internal calendar here. Let me put that in here. Lou's tattoo. Ean. Lou's tattoo, Ean. That was a horrible joke. That's not even a joke. Okay. All right, so you're in. So
yeah, so I don't know how long I'll be there. If I'm out early enough, I would not mind going to see the Altec droids for 500. That sounds like a pretty fun experience.
Yeah, so that panel apparently is going to be Chuck Wendig, Timothy Zahn, and a randomly chosen audience member. And they're going to do kind of a Jeopardy-style Star Wars trivia game. So that Sounds kind of interesting.
I imagine it would be pretty fun to be that person chosen, but boy, would there be a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because half the people in the audience are going to know exactly what the answer is, and you won't, in part because you'll be nervous.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably because you're up there in front of all these people going, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
What was Luke's last name? But that might be a fun thing to go see. I'm sad I'm probably going to miss it because I'll probably still be in the chair, but.
I tell you what, Timothy Zahn is a really interesting guy to listen to. I would recommend hitting panels that he is part of.
Yep.
So on the Celebration and Galaxy stage, just a quick overview again, because those are the biggest ones. You've got Smooth Talking with Billy Dee Williams. You've got a panel with Ian McDiarmid and Ray Park together. You've got Dave Filoni, Animated Origins and Unexpected Fates. You've got The Music of Rogue One analysis with David Collins. And then you've got one yet-to-be-determined panel to be announced. Behind the scenes stage, there's Doug Chiang, production design of Rogue One, Disney Parks and Star Wars merchandise. There's a panel where they're going to introduce the Celebration Art Show artists. So that could be interesting if you're into that, because you know they're going to have art available for sale there. So that would be good. The making of the Star Wars Visual Encyclopedia. Steve Sansweet on the collector stage has a presentation on Rancho Obi-Wan, and he's always fun to listen to. There's a Hallmark presentation later in the day. And various other things here too. We're not going to go over every single panel throughout the convention, but Thursday I think is a good day to kind of learn your way around the convention site. There aren't a lot of big must-see panels necessarily. It's one of the lower attendance days, so it's not going to be as crowded. A lot of the panels, in theory, are the less important panels as far as anything newsworthy, because they really want to save those for the high population days. So if there are exclusive items that you want to get, Thursdays are the good days to do that if you can. The lines for the exhibits are in the demos for things are not going to be as long on Thursday as they will be on Saturday or even Friday. So keep that in mind.
I am definitely looking forward to the Music of Rogue One panel with David Collins. If I highly recommend that if you are even remotely interested in Star Wars music to go see this panel. I went to David's panel in Anaheim on the restored music of The Empire Strikes Back, and it was wonderful. So definitely check it out. It's on the Galaxy stage, which you will need a wristband for.
Yes.
But that one is my honestly, of the panels that are announced right now, it's the one I want to attend the most.
That's your holy grail? And
yes.
Nice. All right, so we're going to talk about something else real quick, a little tangent. So, Chris, you have our internal spreadsheet up where we've got kind of a grid of the outline of the schedule here. Why don't you right-click on that and go down to Insert Comment and add your name to it? What we're doing is we've got a spreadsheet that we've shared out to the people who are the Patreon donors, where we're marking on this spreadsheet which panels we plan to attend or which panels are a backup for us. And we're sharing that out with the group of people that we will primarily be hanging out with. If you are going with a group of people, communication is key, not just for coordinating, but for planning. Make sure if you think you're really going to the 501st panel, because that's important to you and you think it's important to your friend too, check with your friend and make sure it's actually important to your friend, because if they have no interest in the 501st, then, well, now you've got a potential conflict. I mean, and I encourage people to go their own way. You know, you don't have to go with your friend or friends to every single thing. You can go off on your own. I encourage that. But again, it's all about making sure that people's expectations are set properly, and that involves communication. Come up with a shared schedule. Make sure other people have a copy of what your plans are, understanding that those could change. So that's what we're doing, and it worked out really well for Anaheim. It's going to work out well for Orlando. I'm very confident of that. And I think that's a really important thing that people don't always take into consideration. Write down your proposal. Make notes of what your backup plan is, too, and share that out to the people with you. Also, get it on paper. I think this came from Kai as well. She had some really good suggestions. And when we were asking our Patreon donors, you know, hey, what suggestions would you have for us to cover on the show? Put it on paper. You don't have to worry about whether you have batteries in your cell phone. It's fast. You pull the paper out, you look, and you put it away. On your phone, you have to pull out your phone, open it up, go through the unlock screen, scroll through, find the app you want, open the app, scroll through to the document with your stuff, open the document, etc. No, paper. You pull it out, you look at it, you're done. And the same for taking notes and grabbing people's information. Piece of paper and a pencil, it's going to be faster than a phone almost every time. And then you can later transcribe it into your phone. But this way you don't have to worry as much about your cell phone battery. There are other things you're going to want to use that battery life for. All right? So, anyway, let's move on to Friday. Friday is kind of a big day. I think for me personally, there are more things I want to get you on Friday than any other day. So again, there's the Star Wars Last Jedi panel. It looks like if you want to go to the in-person one, you're going to have to be spending the night. Otherwise, you're probably going to be going to one of the streamed ones, which, again, I don't think is a bad thing.
I didn't really get it from you guys. Did you say you're going to one of the streamed panels for The Last Jedi and the 40th anniversary or not?
I might not do the 40th anniversary at all. I might go wait in line to get some exclusives at you know, some of the merchandise I want. Yeah. But The Last Jedi, I'm not going to do the overnight thing because I'm going to the Carrie Fisher gala.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to the overnight thing, I would miss my opportunity to get into that. And I don't think there's going to be wristbands left for the in-person instance of it on the Galaxy stage. I think I'm going to end up only being able to get onto the Celebration or the behind-the-scenes stage.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying it's my preference, but I am saying I want to go to it badly enough that I would go and watch it streamed.
Okay.
Now, for me personally, I think there's a lot of stuff in the Star Wars University that day that I'm interested in. Delilah Dawson has a panel on how to start your first chapter for getting into writing. And writing's something I think I have a skill for, but I never had the ideas, and I've always wanted to get into that. So between that one, which I think will be really good, and Timothy Zahn, right after that, has a panel in the same stage, 101 Ideas in an Hour. I'm looking forward to both of those. Then, after that one, there's behind the scenes in the audiobook recording studio. Now, Lou and I are big audiobook listeners. We're big Audible customers. And we love the Star Wars audiobooks. The production quality is off the charts. I love Mark Thompson. My goal is to get Mark Thompson's autograph. So I plan to go to that panel. And we do podcasting. It's kind of like audiobooks, only, you know, we don't have an interesting book that we're reading. We're just kind of making it up on our own. But it's something that's kind of near and dear to what we do every week. And so I think that I'd like to go see that one. So real quick, there are a lot of to be announced things on Friday. There's Small Talk with Warwick Davis, Making of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And everything else on the main two stages is to be announced, except they're doing a screening of Rogue One and A New Hope back-to-back that evening, running until after midnight.
Yeah, that sounds like something I might go do, tell you the truth.
I don't think I will.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, get in line early. That's the thing. Well, and I guess you'd have to have a wristband for it, too. And that might help. But that's another thing. They're going to have those streaming on Friday, and then on Saturday night, to jump ahead a little bit, they're going to do Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens. That's going to run until 1 a.m. And it would be cool to get to watch the Star Wars movies with other Star Wars fans. You know, they're all going to be, you know, yelling and screaming, and just the ambiance there is going to be incredible. On the flip side, also getting sleep is important. I would probably rather go out and socialize with other people. Saturday night, we've got the podcasters meetup, so I'm definitely not doing that one. But Friday, I think I'm going to go out and hit a restaurant, meet some of our listeners. For me, I think those memories are going to be more important to me than watching the movies yet again, regardless of the environment.
I don't know. You know, you get some listeners, you get some friends to go with you and see the movies together in a big setting like that. That could be a lot of fun.
It could be. It probably will be. So, you know, there you go. That's yet another example of different people are going to have different interests and priorities, and there's no wrong answer. So I think that would be, especially if you don't have something planned for those evenings, I think that's a great thing to go do. So looking at the other panels here, think about if there's anything else that jumps out at you. I'm going to read some of them here. We've got Star Wars Fangirls and Star Wars Geek Girls. We've got some vintage collecting stuff on the collector stage. Star Wars Funko Pop. Let's see. Fantasy Flight Games at 6 o'clock p.m. on the fan stage. I plan to go to that one.
Yep.
I know some of our other listeners do as well. That I think that's going to be... I mean, the FFG stuff is just awesome. Star Wars Insider has a panel. There's a droid building panel. There's a lot of good stuff. Designing the Lego Star Wars Galaxy panel. That's going to be on the behind-the-scenes stage at 1 p.m. Is there anything here that stands out to you guys that you know you want to go to? Lucasfilm Publishing Writers Roundtable. That could be good. It's going to feature Zahn, Dawson, Hauser, Acker, various different writers. Jen Heddle will be there from Lucasfilm. She's a pretty cool person. Nothing?
I think some of the stuff on the collector stage might be kind of fun to see. I mean, the Funko Pop would be kind of cool. Displaying your Star Wars collection. I should let my wife see that so she can have to display my stuff, because I can't really take any of it out anywhere. So, you know, but
yeah,
those look good. I mean, the Fantasy Flight Games one, of course, I want to go see, because that'll be awesome. In the making of Rogue One, I don't know if it's going to be different than what we get in the behind the scenes stuff on the DVD, but I'm toying with that idea.
I would hope it would be.
Right, but. You know, to me, that's kind of thing where, is it important to be there in person, or am I going to see most of this stuff come out over time?
Right.
That's right. True. You know, I will say that this depends on whether or not I do the Last Jedi panel or not. But the one that's really stuck out to me that's more of a smaller panel is Rendezvous Point Military of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a few other people interested in that, too. I'd like to know more about what that's going to cover.
That's at 10:30 in the morning, and it's 30 minutes before The Last Jedi. So if I decide to do, probably won't do the overnight, but who knows, or the streaming for The Last Jedi, then might have to look into that. But I don't know yet.
So that's an excellent point here. This is one of those tough decision situations. So the pros and cons of attending The Last Jedi panel, obviously the pros are pretty self-explanatory. This is going to be one of the biggest panels. It's the biggest draw right now. It's the movie that everybody's looking forward to. The downside, to get into it in person, you're probably going to have to do the overnight thing. Otherwise, you're probably going to end up at one of the streaming stages, which, again, I don't think that's going to be a bad experience. But they're not going to release any spoilers. If they didn't release the teaser the day before, they'll release the teaser here. But it's also going to be at StarWars.com almost immediately afterward. So you're still going to be able to see it, if not on a huge screen.
Mm-hmm.
And any information that is leaked there, you're going to get it immediately afterward on every website. And at StarWars.com, they'll probably actually, like, you can go on demand and watch the panel.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eric, can I stop you one second?
Absolutely.
We should probably mention that at Celebration London this past summer, they did have a Rogue One panel, and they showed a trailer, but it was only for the people in attendance.
In London?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I should clarify that it was a short trailer. So it wasn't like something that they do really for marketing purposes. It was like one of those exclusive convention only type deals.
So this is different from the one they did in Anaheim.
Yeah, that one was the one we saw in Anaheim was more of like a teaser to a teaser. It was more right. like a sizzle
not like
reel
a tech demo,
thing.
But it was like a conceptual demo that ILM whipped up.
Exactly. And to show the concept of what we should expect.
Okay, so what you're saying here is we could see something like that here.
Yes, but I mean, I don't think they would do it with The Last Jedi, and given that celebrations here are more of a bigger deal than London, I doubt they would do it, especially given that we've not seen any footage yet.
Right. I agree that I think our European friends would probably take umbrage with saying that ours are a bigger deal than theirs. But I mean, as far as numbers of attendees,
yeah,
I think that's what you're referring to. And that's, yeah, that's yes. whether it should be the case or
you
not,
will
it
have
is the case.
So many upset people to not get The Last Jedi stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean,
I think they'd shoot themselves in the foot
there.
People
were a little upset with the not getting the Rogue One clips, but again, it was really short. Descriptions of it came online, and the only thing that people were upset they didn't get to see was Darth Vader.
Yeah,
but it was like a helmet view, and that was it.
So, yeah, you never know exactly what you're going to get out of the panel. It's a lot of guesswork. But I would have to say that if you're really interested in the Rendezvous Point Military of Star Wars panel, go to it. I mean, that would be my advice, because you're not going to get that anywhere else. When you get home, everything that was in the Last Jedi panel, you're going to have access to. You're going to have access to whatever teaser or trailer they reveal. You're going to have access to interviews that they do on stage. All of that is going to be available to you. But that Rendezvous Point Military of Star Wars panel that was going on concurrently, that's gone.
Yeah, and the stuff on the fan stage is stuff that's not going to be anywhere else.
Right.
Yeah,
at all. I mean, this is kind of almost brand new stuff that's given to us by the fans, really. I mean,
yeah, and it's not going to be relevant to everybody. But if you share an interest in these things, you're not going to want to miss these. I mean, these are, they're not priorities for everybody, but for the people for whom they are priorities, they're high priorities.
Yeah.
And I think you really owe it to yourself to explore some of these smaller panels, because some of them, speaking from experience, are really good. And like I said, once you miss it, they're gone. You're not going to be able to download it at home on your computer or watch it on YouTube or something. So yeah. Keep that in mind.
Most of these streamed panels, assuming that they live stream them to people at home, which I'm pretty sure they will. I'd be surprised if they're not, if they haven't even announced that yet. But you can go back and watch them on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I did that for some of the celebrity panels for the Anaheim convention.
Yeah.
I got home a week later. I was like, well, I'm still in the convention mood, so I want to watch panels. So I did. And not everything on the celebration stage at the time was saved and broadcasted, but
right.
The big ones were.
You know, another thing to point out about them rebroadcasting things on StarWars.com, keep in mind that the Star Wars show has a stage set up on the convention floor, off in the corner of the convention floor, and they're going to be broadcasting different points throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And you can just walk right up and tune in. They're going to have interviews with people from the panels. They're going to have celebrities up there. So, check that out from time to time as well.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for Friday. Let's look at Saturday. Saturday's kind of a big day. You've got that Rebels Season 4 sneak peek. That's going to be in the morning. On the fan stage, there's Down and Dirty Mandalorian armor, 501st Legion costuming, some prop building, some droid stuff. There's Rebel Legion costuming. Whose line is it, Alderaan?
That one sounds brilliant.
I want to see that. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to click on our little thing here and add my name to that. I think that that looks... I mean,
even if it bombs,
it's probably going to be interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we have Anthony Daniels. We have Champions of Cosplay, which is basically a cosplay competition for the convention. And if you've never been to one of these before, I'm telling you, the cosplay is off the hook. It is incredible. And you definitely need to check it out. Now, one quick note. There's a phrase that goes around at conventions, cosplay is not consent. So, number one, keep your hands to yourself. Number two, ask before you take your picture with someone. Mm-hmm. People dress up as cosplay and they go out and they take pictures with people and they enjoy that, but they also need bathroom breaks. They need to sit down and eat a hot dog. They need to, they've got stuff they're doing too. So always ask first. Don't assume that they are there for you and that just because they dressed up, they're obligated to act like your little puppet.
Right.
Okay. So be respectful.
But it is always fun to walk by like the food area and, at a convention seeing a really awesome Batman cosplay and he's on his cell phone tweeting.
Yeah.
It's just really bizarre. It's like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
One day at New York, Lou and I bought $6 bananas and sat outside and ate them and people watched. So that was nice.
Like the little chimpanzees that you are.
Pretty much.
You're hungry. What do you want? Come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so on Saturday, there's also Smuggler's Revenge at 7 p.m. This is the third part of a live audio drama. Now, you can listen to the first two parts online. They were done at previous conventions. And that's from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, so you'd have just enough time to make it over to the podcasters meetup at 8:30. So, just saying. That might be good to check out. I've heard some great things about that. And then there are still two yet-to-be-announced panels for the Galaxy stage on Saturday. Del Rey Books is going to have a panel. Marvel Comics is going to have a panel. Hidalgo and Spina are going to have a behind the scenes of the Cantina panel. Hasbro is going to have a panel. DK Books is going to have a panel. So there's a lot of stuff on Saturday that's going on. Force of Fan Fashion, Hallmark Star Wars collectibles. I assume Lou might hit that. There's a lot of stuff there. So keep in mind, Saturday is going to be the highest attendance day of the convention. So what do you guys have planned for Saturday? Anything in particular? I have to say, I don't really have a lot of panels, though, that feel like must-see panels to me for a lot of these.
I might just wander into things. And there are two on the Galaxy stage that have yet to be announced.
Yeah.
And given that it's Saturday, which will probably be one of the higher attended days, the only thing here that's big right now is the Rebel Season 4 sneak peek.
Right.
So
right.
I have a feeling that we'll have one of those two slots in the afternoon will be maybe not huge, huge panels, but it'll be probably something.
Yeah.
This might actually just be my explore the floor day.
I tell you what, as much as I want to say that that might be a bad idea because of just the crowds, I will say that it would be a good idea in the sense of you're going to see some great cosplayers there.
Yep.
Saturday's going to be a big cosplay day. And regarding the crowds, as you're wandering the floor, two things. Number one, if you need to stop for a minute, find a way to get out of the way of people to stop. And this isn't just on Saturday. This is anytime. The worst thing is when you get an intersection and you have 15 people crowded having their own little personal party and it stops traffic.
Yep.
So that's number one.
I know the one thing they tried to do in New York this year, which didn't really work as well as I thought. I think they wanted it to. They tried to keep the cosplayers from stopping for photographs in the middle of the exhibitors.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to move around as it is. It's a tight area. There's thousands of people going through there. When somebody has an amazing costume and people want to stop them and take photos, they were really trying to encourage them not to do that on the show floor. You know, go out to the hallway, go out to the area where there's open space and do it there.
Right. Right.
So I would encourage that as well, too. I mean, the cosplayers are amazing. They put a lot of heart and soul and work into their costumes. But, you know, if you can take that out to the main lobby area where there's not people trying to get around through stuff, you know, that'd be a great thing, I think.
Absolutely. Highly encouraged. And there's a lot of area generally out in the foyer area or just outside the building and things like that. And the second thing is, especially on Saturday, just be patient. You're going to get behind someone who's not going to move, and you're going to have to find another way around them. You're going to have to, you know, weave your way through groups of people, through crowds. Just accept it. Don't get upset about it. Don't get all flustered. It's part of the convention experience. You're still going to be able to get to where you want to go, probably with very little hindrance or weight. You just have to walk around. Mm-hmm. So don't let it get to you.
And just take your time, too, especially if you're going all 4 days.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to see everything on the first day.
Right. Right.
I mean, Lou and I went to, well, Lou went 3 days to New York. I only went two. And I'd say that for the most part, we saw all of the convention floor, or at least the vast majority of it, in those 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we didn't have as much time at Anaheim as we would have liked to, but we still had, I mean, I remember the three of us walked around and saw all the vendors one afternoon, and
yeah, you can see the most of, you know, you can see the entire show floor probably in one day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a long process because there are lines and you have to wait for people and you move through slowly, but it's good. I mean, you can take in the stuff. You can look at everything you saw. And we did the art show as well too that day, and it was just fun to see all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's also a good way to see it early and then go back to what you really want to focus on later.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially if there's a line that you're going to have to wait into, like the Hallmark area has exclusives. They're going to have a line. At Anaheim, we had the Battlefront demo. That had a long line. So go and explore the floor. Make a mental note or even a paper note of what things you want to come back to and wait in line for. So see all the stuff that don't require a line. You can easily get through that in one day. And then you can come back later and wait in line for some of the things that you want to pick up. All right, so Saturday, I think, Chris, I kind of agree with you. I want to see what these to-be-announced things are. There's one at 2:30 and one at 4 o'clock on the Galaxy stage. I want to know what those are. Otherwise, Saturday, yeah, I think I'm just going to go and just kind of hang out. I might hit some panels with other people because it's with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm that might be the day I follow other people. We'll see. And then finally, Sunday. Sunday is the shorter day of the convention. It ends earlier in the day. A lot of the vendors are tearing down. They have some of the less important panels going on. There are the closing ceremonies at 4 o'clock. There is a droid presentation on the celebration stage at 11 a.m., and there are 3 to-be-announced panels. There's behind the scenes with LEGO Star Wars Freemaker Adventures. That'll be on the behind the scenes stage. There's the tattoo competition. There's more stuff from the 501st Legion. There's the collector stage has several different things lined up back to back. Several 45-minute panels instead of hour-long panels. John Jackson Miller has a panel on writing for comics. Doug Chang has a masterclass. There's a Star Wars musical trivia. So, you know, there's some interesting stuff there too, but Sunday is going to be probably the least critical panels. So far, there aren't really any celebrity panels as far as what people would think of as celebrities. I mean, John Jackson Miller, Doug Chang, they're celebrities in their own right, but people don't consider them as such per se. They're not actors from the films.
Can I say one thing about the closing ceremonies?
Yes.
If you've never been to a celebration before and you think, well, closing ceremonies are a big panel, should I go to it? Chances are they're not going to reveal anything major.
Right.
I know at the Anaheim panel, literally all that was announced was that they were going to London the next year. And in London, I think all they announced was that they're going to Orlando. And then given that Star Wars Celebration is taking a year off next year and not going anywhere, I'm not sure what the closing ceremonies will be for this time. Maybe they'll go ahead and just say, hey, we're going to open or we're going to go at 2019 in Anaheim to coincide with the opening of Star Wars Land, but that's about
it. Well, keep in mind, whatever they announce, you're going to find out 5 minutes later online anyway.
Exactly.
So really, deciding whether to go to this should be about whether to experience the panel. Not so much just to get a piece of data, because that data is going to be available to everybody around the world 10 minutes later.
Yep.
Go if you want to go see the closing ceremonies. And they're not bad. It's like, for me, it's not a priority, because a lot of it's just more kind of a pomp and circumstance sort of thing. But that's cool to a lot of people. And for them, I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of an overview. That's kind of a look at what we're doing. I have to say that overall, there were probably fewer panels this time around than there were that I was excited about at Anaheim.
Yes, definitely. I had a whole schedule planned for Anaheim that unfortunately did not go as planned. But right now, like I said, I think there's only really the music panel for me and then maybe a few others that I'm really looking forward to. But
yeah.
I found that I got more enjoyment out of walking around the show floor and hanging out with people and interacting than I did sitting in a room for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely do not dismiss the social aspect of this.
Yep.
And, you know, and even if there are panels you don't know that you'd be that interested in, if you're not doing anything else, go hit the panel. I mean, some of these are really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about our priorities, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to still attend some of these other panels.
Yeah. And like you said, Eric, there are one-time things
that right.
you're not going to get anywhere else. I know some of these, I'm sure, are, you know, they go to the same, they go to Celebration every year, they do the same panel, and they change a little bit. But for the most part, these are just, especially the ones on the smaller stages, are just one-time things that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Right. All right, that I think is going to wrap up this this first episode that we're doing on Star Wars Celebration. I think, once again, the panels are really what people are most anxious about. So hopefully we've kind of given a few tips on maybe how to make some of the decisions, some things to consider. Again, make your plans, but understand that it's a plan. It's a reference. The most important thing you can do with planning is not so much to schedule. The most important thing you can do for planning is it provides you with an awareness of what you could be doing at any given moment. That is the purpose. So it's okay for you to not go to the Rancho Obi-Wan panel if you have something else to do, as long as you understand what you're giving up. Hey, if I go to this other thing, it means I can't see Steve Sansweet. I have to be okay with that. You have to know what decision you're making at any given time. That's the point of scheduling. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go see Steve Sansweet. He's awesome. The Rancho Obi-Wan panel is, you know, I picked it because it's worth mentioning again. So,
mm-hmm. One really quick thing, speaking of Rancho Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. they're going to have a setup this year. I don't quite know what it is yet, but they will have something there where Steve will be occasionally selling his books and signing. I met him in Anaheim, and he is a wonderful guy. You get his autograph for free, so you don't have to pay. Well, you have to buy a book.
But, yeah, and he'll autograph it.
Yes, but I'm sure he'll probably autograph, you know, something else if you have it. But, yeah, I highly recommend checking that out and meeting him and saying hi, because he's a very, very nice person.
Yes. Yeah, there are definitely, you know, there are a lot of Star Wars people that are just awesome to the fans. And this is your opportunity to take advantage of that and meet some of them.
Yeah.
So this is about making memories. It's not about buying stuff. It's not about getting information. It's about making memories. That's what celebration is about. That sounds cheesy, but I'm telling you, that's what you're going to leave here with. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to do just a quick wrap-up, and we're actually going to record another episode that we're going to post here pretty soon on some more tips on some of the more logistical aspects of attending Celebration. So just to run through the closing notes here, if you have any questions or comments, shoot us an email at echobase@randomchatter.com. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have about Celebration or advice that you feel like you might need, or just, you know, let us know that you're attending, and we'll let you know where we are at any given point, and you know, we can meet up. Also, follow us on Twitter, Random Chatter and Echo Base Podcast. We will be posting on Twitter, probably on the Echo Base Podcast Twitter account, you know, what big things we're doing during the day, what's going on. Also on our individual Twitter accounts. I'm at Eric Blythe, that's ERIKBLYTHE. Chris, where can we find you?
I'm at The Curse of Chris.
All right. And Lou?
At Lou Secchi. That's L-O-U-S-E-C-K-I.
All right. And follow us, because we're going to kind of tweet out throughout the day, you know, what our plans are. And come up and say hi. We'll probably also take pictures of whatever we're wearing that day and post those too, so you can identify us and come see us. Now, just understand, if you come say hi to us, we might be on our way to something. We might not have a whole lot of time to sit and have a long conversation or something. Don't get offended. But yeah, we definitely want to say hi to you guys you know, introduce yourself. We want to meet our listeners, desperately want to meet our listeners. So do not hesitate to do that. You can
don't
find all
shy.
Of our show. Yeah, don't be shy. Really. I mean, we all have a common interest, and that makes it a lot easier to come up and talk to people. You know, ask us, if you don't know what to say, ask us what we think of the convention so far. Have we seen anything that's awesome? Or is there anything that we would recommend you check out? That's always a good way to break the ice at a convention. So, yeah, don't be shy. Anyway, so our other normal stuff, you know, go to randomchatter.com, find our shows, blah, blah, blah. Leave us reviews on iTunes, tell your friends about us. We're going to be back with live shows after Celebration. Again, I'm traveling at the moment, so sorry about that. But we will be back with our live shows Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can head over to patreon.com/randomchatter for more information on how to help support the network, but in a way that you get something back. I know we've mentioned our Patreon donors a little bit recently, and we've already been talking with them on a very personal level about what's going on in Celebration for, you know, well over a month now. You know, we've got a really cool group of people there. And I'm not talking about staff. I'm talking about you guys. So if you want to hang out with that, anybody who donates to the network automatically gets invited to our Slack community. And that alone is well worth it. So check that out. Patreon.com/randomchatter. The music you hear in this podcast is The Imperial March by Cell Dweller, which we really recommend you check out. Cell Dweller Music. It's awesome stuff. And Celia says, Set and Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners, so Lucasfilm, please don't sue us. We're poor. You won't get anything. That's it. So enjoy Celebration, and we hope to see you there. And until then, safe travels and take care.
The Force will be with you always.